Hello, we're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3, Chapter 6, Item 4. You can ask questions on our website and find the study materials there too. So the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3, Chapter 6, Item 4.
Yes, please.
Regarding the clothing of the lights and the vessels, the more refined clothes a greater light. Number 4. Know that these above five levels that emerge in the guf, in the body, by the second looking, emerge from below upward. First, the Malchut emerges, then Zir Anpin, then Bina, and Keter above all. The reason is that although we need a more coarse vessel for the entrance of the more important level, still the light drawn by that coarseness cannot clothe there. It is so, because the more important light clothes in the more refined vessel. Hence, although the fourth phase of the vessel of Malchut extends the more important light, meaning the level of Keter, the light of Keter cannot clothe that vessel of Malchut of the fourth phase, but only in the vessel of Malchut that is completely refined from coarseness, meaning after it becomes as pure as the phase of the root, Shosh.
This is the way that all the Sefirot are connected. When Malchut realizes herself all the way, she builds Keter. If she can build herself less than that, she only builds to the level of Chochmah, etc. But Malchut creates all those levels. And therefore, it all connects and becomes filled according to the refinement of Malchut, who attains to the extent that she adjusts herself to the upper light. Kiev.
What does it mean that Malchut is realizing itself?
Malchut does the restriction, makes the reflected light. She exerts, she tries through her operation to reach equivalence of form with the upper force as much as she can, and then she dresses on the upper light according to her similarity, to the extent that she can be in the same intention to bestow toward the upper light, according to the level of the intention, so she dresses the upper light, so she attains it.
The upper light is clothed through the first nine?
She builds those nine Sefirot, because the fact that the light comes to her through nine Sefirot means nothing. The question is, she makes a restriction and the screen and the reflected light, and to the extent that she, by her reflected light, reveals what she receives from the Creator, and the revelation, the discovery, is only by equivalence, by similarity, and that's regarded as clothing those first nine. To the extent of the power of her clothing, she reveals her relation to the Creator, which is the Naan Chai.
А вот это вот то, что она облачается на девять первых сферот, она в
And clothing on the first nine sferot.
Там же тоже есть малхуйот в них.
And what qualities does she clothe?
Mister, only bestowal. To the extent that she receives from the nine sferot, what she receives is the relation of the Creator, how He bestows upon her. She can attain it by dressing over it. Let's say you have 10 courses from your host. And now you're going to receive them in order to bestow. So you begin with the smallest light, nefesh, and then ruach neshama chaya yechidah, to the extent that you can sympathize, identify with the host exactly. I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. Likewise, is the clothing of the reflected light on the direct light. Hadera 1.
Rav, I'm confused. When there's this clothing, it means as there's sfirot horizontally or only vertically?
Diagonally too. How is this relevant to the horizontally or vertically?
Because it's a different kind.
But it's already incorporation. It's not important to us. What's important for us is that Malchut attains a part of what the Creator gives her according to her reflected light, to the extent that her reflected light can clothe the direct light, so she attains, just like you, to the extent that you can pay for the five courses that the host gives you, to that extent you get what he gives you. More than that, you can't get. You can't. You can receive only according to your reflected light. That's it. And it doesn't matter right now if it's horizontal or vertical. This is what you receive to the extent that you ascend in height. You also spread horizontally because you have the incorporation of the Sfirot in that as well.
Thank you.
So don't be confused. PT 17.
So it turns out that the work is with the greatest coarseness. That's how it starts?
No. The work begins with the smallest coarseness. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechidah. This is how we attain from below upward. How can you jump to the biggest light? Only by developing, expanding your vessel of Malchut more and more.
He writes that he attains the root only after it refines the vessel all the way.
On what level of shorest, root level does he speak? On coarseness, root coarseness, or roots of the light, roots of the vessels? Look, see what he's talking about. Every operation from the created being begins with the smallest light. Actually, it begins with the restriction. The restriction, the screen, the calculation, and then the clothing begins. It can't be any other way, only in this way. Consistently and very accurate. Kiev 3.
Rav, my plata этому хозяину заключается в том, что я.
My payment for the host is that I'm refusing to receive and struggling until I feel the value of what he's giving.
You make the restriction until through reception you can give to the host, just like he wants to give to you. If you can give to him by receiving these lights, if you can give back to him the pleasure, then you receive. Because all your reception should be only in order to bestow. Just like his giving is in order to bestow upon you.
How to reach that?
By exerting in the group to do the same toward the friends. Try to play with it as much as you can. And see, it will give you all kinds of discernments, understandings, feelings of how to do it toward the Creator. This is why our world was created the way it is. This is why the vessel of Adam HaRishon broke, so that we, through our relationships, will be able to depict, program, and realize our operations toward the Creator. Therefore, through bestowing upon the friends, you can bestow upon the Creator, and not otherwise. If you don't bestow upon the friends first, it doesn't get to the Creator.
Спасибо.
This is a very strict condition, but we have no choice. We have to agree with it because that's how reality is built. This is nature. It's the law. Santiago.
Rab, ¿qué significa la palabra vestir?
What does it mean to clothe?
Clothing means attaining. Clothing means attaining. It's like embracing. You understand, you feel, you sympathize with it.
PT-19.
Good morning, friends. What does he mean when he says that the more important the light is, it can clothe in a more refined vessel? How can you tell about the light if it's more important or less?
From our perspective, from the perspective of Kabbalists, before it comes to the Kabbalists, to those who receive it, it is one simple light. But once it enters the vessels, it dresses according to the vessels. And then the greater it is, the more refined vessel it needs. Refined means it is coarser, but with bigger restriction and a screen.
The more important the light is, he clothes in a more refined vessel. What is that?
I just told you. It's coarser with a thicker, stronger screen and with stronger reflected light. And then it can clothe a greater direct light.
Its intensities of the light?
Power of the coarseness and the light, yes.
Of bestowing.
Yes. We should now start feeling these things. Try to actually implement it so we don't miss out on the opportunities that we are given. You are the last generation.
What do you mean I have to feel it? In words, how can I feel this?
Make efforts to feel.
To feel inside?
Yes, in your gut, in your belly. Really.
Niv,
that's it.
Number five. The vessels emerged one above the other from Malchut to the vessel of Keter. Number five. It therefore turns out that after the Malchut had been purified from the fourth phase to the third phase, the vessel of the fourth phase remained with no light. By that, the vessel of Malchut that is suitable for the lower light was formed, meaning that which is called the light of Nefesh. After that, she was refined from the third to the second phase, and the vessel of Malchut of the third phase remained without light as well. That formed the vessel of Zeranpin suitable for the light of Ruach, which is higher than the light of Nefesh by 1 degree. Then, when she had been purified from the second phase to the first phase, the second phase too was left without light, thus forming the vessel of Binah, suitable for the light of Neshama. Then, when she'd been purified from the first phase to the root, the first phase of Malchut was left without light too. The vessel of Chokhmah was formed suitable for the light of Chaya. The phase of the root of the Malchut is suitable for the light of Keter, called the light of Yechida. After these five vessels, Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut were formed, one above the other, the upper light returned and clothed in them.
Okay, they have no questions, we'll move on. We'll hear what he writes. PT-29 wants to ask, please.
The reflected light is actually the refinement, he calls it.
The reflected light? No, no, no. It's not the refinement. It is light that clothes the direct light, a light that comes from the screen, from the coarseness of the kli, of the vessel. It's the desire of the guest to bestow upon the host. That's the reflected light. And there are many kinds in it. There's also clothing reflected light. When he's already ready to receive from the host, when it becomes a vessel. Yeah?
So what does it mean that after Malchut was refined from 4 to 3? What's the process?
When the phase 4 was refined and the phase 3 of coarseness was made, his reflected light diminished from Yechida to Chaya, and accordingly it could reveal, allowed himself to reveal from the host or from the Creator a smaller light, light of Chaya. Okay. Tel Aviv 3.
What's the addition of bestowing on behalf of the Malchut and the refining of the Masach, of the screen?
In the refining of the screen, Malchut can bestow less because she causes the refining of the screen by herself, because she feels that the light operating on her shows her that she is incapable anymore. Therefore, she becomes refined and she abandons the connection with the host, just like the example of the guest and the host. PT 18.
Rav,
if you could, there's a refining of the screen that all the degrees get impressions of the departing of the lights, and then there's a reflected light that clothes in the vessel of Malchut. Can you explain what that process is, those two parts?
You've got a screen in the peh of the head. It does the coupling by striking and receives what it can as inner light. What it can't receive remains as surrounding light. Then you have the beating of inner and outer and the surrounding on the tabu. And it becomes refined as a result. The lights come out from the partsuf. And in this way, the screen becomes refined from tabu to peh. What are you asking about this?
After the impression from all the Sfirot, so it clothes in Malchut again. That's already a demand of the lower one for himself?
No, this is, again, the upper one constantly presses, and the lower one, when it comes to the peh of the Rosh, it enters, the upper light enters again, a coupling by striking. It receives another awakening from the upper one that it has to bestow upon the host. And it begins the operation all over.
Is there an addition when the reflected light clothes?
Of course. There's a big difference between what you have in Galgalta and Ab in terms of how they behave, both from the perspective of the lights and from the perspective of the coarseness. New York too.
Thank you, Rav. Why in this schematic is there no purification of Bechina Shoresh? What makes the Kli suitable for Or Yechida?
I didn't understand you. Of course. The light becomes refined, leaves the kli, including the root phase, until it becomes included in the peh de rosh, peh of the rosh. This is what we learned in part 2 of the study of the ten sfirot. The refining has to be over all of them. The root coarseness also becomes refined, actually. We are less than root coarseness. Now we're striving to root coarseness, because then we would start already feeling that the Creator fills the whole of reality. Although we wouldn't make contact with the Creator, but we would already feel that His glory fills the world.
Santiago.
Rav, ¿qué es lo que se purifica? ¿El masaj o el aviut de vejina dalet?
What refines the screen or the aviut, the coarseness?
Coarseness never becomes refined. Only the screen becomes refined. The power of resistance to the will to receive in phase four, in order to work with it, in order to bestow. The power of resistance disappears, and what's left is only power to work with phase three in order to bestow. And that's how the screen gradually becomes refined. This is called rising from Tabu to Pe. German 4.
So, when will we shake hands again? Is it about Purim time possible, or will it still be prohibited?
What
do you mean, shake hands?
להיפגש פיזית.
I think that physical contact will allow us to meet when we come to an internal connection. And this is why the physical disconnection, relative disconnection that we have now, is in order for us to really awaken the internal connection, so as not to disrupt our internal connection, to implement, realize, achieve our internal connection. When we achieve internal connection, we will probably be able to resume physical contact, and we'll have a problem, we'll have more work. So to prevent the physical contact from interfering with us, from disrupting us. But the physical connection between us will also awaken us to increase the inner connection. That's a good question. Thank you, German 4. Markaz 1.
Does the refinement, is it parallel to the contraction?
No. We will talk about it. The contraction, refinement is not contraction, no. Contraction is when I come to clear out my will to receive from the intention to receive, so as to later achieve the aim to bestow. This is called contraction. Kiev.
А зачем Малхут, почему Малхут себя очищает, чтобы подняться в П? Для чего?
Why is Malchut always refined in order to rise?
The surrounding light presses her and tells her, the surrounding light tells Malchut, how much did you receive? 1 gram in order to bestow from the host? What about the rest? So you don't want to receive more? You do, but you can't. So what do you get out of trespassing? In spirituality, if you trespass to bestowal, it's not considered bestowal. You have more desires to receive 100% from the host, but you received only 1 gram. So what's it worth? It's worthless. So Malchut feels that she can't cope with it. It's as if it's nothing. A boundary. Tell your wife you love her 2 hours a day. Tell her. See how she reacts to it. In other words, for connection, for love, for bestowal, there is no boundary. With all you might, if you can't do more, that's different. But you have to know. That's why he knows that this is his boundary, and he disagrees, because it's really not so. And therefore he becomes refined. He he quits this business. When he quits this business, he discovers that the host still wants very much and is doing everything for him to receive in order to bestow. So that gives him additional strength. The screen that returned to the pay. The Rosh, Pay of the Rosh, receives, is reinvigorated, reinforced, and he receives a second portion, and that's already on the view of Ab.
He ascends to the Peh so that place will be filled with light afterwards?
No. The fact that he received from Peh to Tabu, he already received from the host in order to bestow. When he stands in Tabu, the surrounding light comes to him and tells him, well, what did you receive? 1%? Where's the other 99%? And then he has no choice and he becomes refined again. Because he sees, as if he didn't do anything, that there is a boundary. And once there's a boundary, there is no love, no connection. Understand? Tell your friend, I'm your friend only as much as 100 rubles. So, that's not a friend anymore. Spirituality means you go all the way, all out. This is why here he attains through all those parts of him, through ups and downs, ups and downs, and ups and downs, until he breaks. Yes, Adam Rishon. He attains how much he cannot please the host as forcefully, as powerfully as the host pleases him. And in love, they cannot be in an unequal state. They have to be like that toward each other on the same level, same plane. So this is what he attains. He attains his own boundary that he's actually incapable of anything. And then when he, as a result, breaks Adam Rishon, by this he later finds the solution out of the breaking. Why out of the breaking? Because the vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception are included in each other. And then you can build corrections in a different way over the connections between them, over the incorporations between them. And then we are in Adam HaRishon and correct ourselves the way we are doing now. We will talk about it. These are more internal stages in the correction of the vessels. We haven't really talked about it yet.
So I don't understand, what does the friend add here? If we're friends only in $100, so I'll be a $90 friend.
Why? I don't understand.
What can the created being give more to the creator by refining?
By breaking. And out of the breaking, out of the shattering, you can merge with friends, with alien desires, desires outside of you, and you can connect to them even though you can't and you don't want to, but you turn to the host and you ask him to correct you. Because otherwise you can't achieve bestowal upon him. And the host tells you about your request, answers your request, and connects you to the other parts because your kli, your vessel broke, which are the friends in the tent. And then you ask him, do it for me. Without it, I can't bestow anything upon you. We're totally disconnected from each other. So you demand this of him, and then he corrects your connection to the friends. Despite your ego, despite your control and all that, you relinquish all of it. You're willing to be zero. No. Just as long as you connect to them. And in the connection with them, precisely in the seam between you, where you connect, in that seam, in that stitch, you feel between those parts as they connect. In them, you begin to feel the revelation of the Creator. Understand? There, where you are opposed to one another, and at the same time, above that opposition, you want to connect to one another. So you have both the coarseness, where you are disconnected, but you want to connect, and yet above it, you are connected above it. So then love covers all the crimes according to the mutual intensity between the breaking and the connection. You discover the Creator's power of bestowal. And it's all in preparation and preparation and preparation from above downward, and how we do it from the vessel from below upward. It's a beautiful thing.
Moscow 3.
Thank you, Rav. You said that the surrounding light presses Malchut. Can it be said that the pressure of the surrounding light on Malchut forces her to perform the restrict and the screen and the reflected light?
Everything's right. Only the pressure of the light from above forces the created being to perform all corrections gradually. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab, por permitirnos preguntar nuevamente. Es casi parecida.
Thank you, Rab, for allowing us to ask again. It's similar to Moscow's question. The light presses phase 4.
Toda esa luz circundante en el nombre del Creador tiene esa expectativa, lo espera.
Does phase 4 have the expectation to receive all the surrounding light?
The fourth phase has a desire to receive all the light before her in order to receive. And then gradually she digests it in order to bestow. Like the guest and the host. Same example. German 4.
What is the borderline between corporal, between healthy states and insane states? What is the borderline between healthy states and insane states?
The border is that you connect with your friends and you can't see the borders. All borders, all problems, all disturbances are until we connect in the 10. Niv.
Item 6. The opposite value between the extension of the lights and the clothing of the lights in the vessels, that in the extension, the coarser is more important, while in clothing, the refined is more important. Number 6. The coupling by striking on the screen of phase 4 produces 10 sefirot on the level of Keter and in the light of Yechidah. Also, when a part of the coarseness of phase 4 is refined from Malchut, the level of Keter disappears from there. However, that part of Malchut of phase 4 becomes only a vessel for the light of Malchut, which is Nefesh. Also, a part of the coarseness of phase 3 in the vessel of Malchut produces the level of Chochmah in the light of Chaya by the coupling by striking. When that part of the coarseness of phase 3 is refined from Malchut, the level of Chochmah disappears. However, that section of Malchut of phase 3 became only a vessel for light of Zeranpin, which is Ruach. Also, the part of the coarseness of phase 2, a vessel for the light of Neshama, the part of the coarseness of Prina of phase 1, the light, a vessel for the light of Chaya, and her part that was refined to become root phase became a vessel for the light of Yechidah.
So here too, there's the opposite value between lights and vessels in the clothing of the lights and the vessels. Keep going.
Item 7. The five vessels, Kachatum, were made in the second looking. Seven. In the second looking, that is performed during the refining of the screen, five vessels emerge one above the other. First comes Malchut, then Zeranpin, then Bina, and Chochmah, and then Keter.
Keter.
Number eight, the Arirots, that by the second looking from below upward, which are the light of Akudim and the light of the Ayin, the eye, the reflected light, clothed the Zat. He wishes to say that by the second looking during the refining of the screen, it performed four couplings by striking from below upward. Thus, it produces the ten sefirot to clothe the Zat, the bottom seven, meaning for the light of the Guf, the body of the Patsuf, called the bottom seven.
Read it one more and then we'll end this part.
Item 9. The ten sefirot that expand from the pe, mouth, to tabu, navel, are called akudim, tied. And the light that expands for a coupling by striking is called histaklut, looking. It is said that they are the light of Akudim and the light of the eye in the eye. It is so because the five parts of the above Malchut, standing from Malchut of the Rosh to Malchut of Malchut, are called Akudim. It is so because all the lights are Akudim tied in one vessel, namely Malchut, as they are all parts of Malchut. The above light that expands for a striking as the second looking is called the light of the Ayin, the eye.
Yeah, all the lights that expand from above downward, it's the light of Chochmah, clothed in Chasadim, and that is the main thing, that from the Peh till the Tabu we can receive in the Patsuf, that's called Akudim, because it's wrapped in the reflected light that comes from the Malchut. That's why it's also called looking, because it comes from above downward, with our reflected light that we raise from below upward.
No, PT 18.
Well, PT 18.
Rav, האם השבירה
did the breaking save Adam Rishon from Amalek and give him the possibility to receive in order to bestow?
It's not only the shattering, but the shattering is the beginning of the correction.
Can I ask another one?
We are going to the third part.
We'll move on to the next part of the list.